Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We were just talking about some Christmas movies, and do you have a list of comfort food in the Christmas movie department, Dean?
Which somebody put together a list. I'm not sure exactly how scientific it is, but it's a kind of a good indication of what they consider to be. They say we like Christmas movies because they provide us such comfort at this stressful time of year. And the movies that they say are the most comforting, number five is A Charlie Brown Christmas, really a TV special, but it still, I think, falls into that category. I would go for that. 1990s Home Alone, I wouldn't put that in the comfort category myself, but I guess for some people, you know, they grew up watching the movie and they kind of feel that it is. The Muppet Christmas Carol from 1992 after that. Then The Gremlins from 1984. This is one of these movies like the Bruce Willis movie, the Die Hard movie. Is it a Christmas movie? Is it not a Christmas movie? I guess some people do consider it to be that way. But number one most comforting movie, according to this list, is good old It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, the great Lionel Barrymore. I could watch it all the time. Some of the other movies that did not make the top five but are still on the list are Love Actually, Elf, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Miracle on 34th Street, the original from 1947, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the stop-motion classic. That they say these are the ones that provide us the most comfort this year, this time of year.
It's a Wonderful Life. Really dark in many scenes, you know.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and maybe that's why it was a bomb when it first came out.
Right.
You know, at the box office, it was considered to be a complete failure, and it wasn't until somebody goofed up and forgot to renew the copyright on the movie, and the movie went into what is called the public domain, meaning that any TV station could run the movie without paying anybody to run the movie. So since it was a free movie, television executives, being as benevolent as they normally are, started running this movie like crazy. You remember back in the day, you couldn't turn on a channel someplace and not see It's a Wonderful Life that was on someplace. And really, that kind of turned it around for this movie, where, you know, people really began to want to see this movie year after year after year. And I got to say, I look forward to a good sit down with it every year. I get all teary eyed at the end when Clarence gets his wings and, you know, there's, you know, what man doesn't, you know, doesn't have friends. I saw it one time on the big screen at the Music Box years ago, and it's a whole different experience when you see it.
Sure.
As Frank Capra, the director, intended this movie to be shown.
Google Jimmy Stewart bar scene in It's a Wonderful Life. Try to find the story. I don't have time to get into it here, but when you get the background on where Jimmy Stewart was at that point in his career and what went on when they were filming that scene, you'll appreciate it even more, and it's remarkable.
Bob Surratt homework portion of the program. Not really supposed to have homework during the Christmas break, but
just one assignment.
Yeah.
Batman's coming back. What's happening?
Well, looks like Michael Keaton is going to put the cowl and cape back on. He has been signed to do a Batgirl movie playing Batman, though. There is going to be a Batgirl movie that stars Leslie Grace, who was in the movie In the Heights that came out earlier this year. He will play the mentor to Batgirl, Barbara Gordon. J.K. Simmons will be back as Police Commissioner Gordon in the movie. Brendan Fraser will be the villain in it. And he is also going to be playing Batman in an upcoming Flash movie, which is scheduled to come out next November. And I talked to him, I don't know, 2-3 months ago, something like that, when this news was being gossiped about. And he said he couldn't wait to do it again. He couldn't wait to get the costume back on again. He was very excited about coming back to the film. So I'm very excited to see him in it.
I just like the way he would say, "I'm Batman." That's Michael Keaton. James Franco is finally speaking out. What's he saying, Dean?
Yeah, several years ago, he was one of the celebrities who was accused of sexual assault by some former acting students in his class, claiming that he abused his power as the teacher of this class, exploited the students under the guise of giving them opportunities. He hasn't said anything about this. The charges were settled out of court, but he has kept quiet on this whole thing. Till the other day, he was talking about it in an interview and did admit to sleeping with his students, but he said that he thought it was okay because it was consensual. He talked about having sex addiction and alcoholism issues for years and years that he continues to work on. But he says the main reason that he's talking about it now is so that his brother, actor Dave Franco, doesn't have to be asked about this every time that he does an interview. So that's apparently what everybody is doing.
Let's talk about Mariah Carey. Her song seems to be more hated than ever and also more popular than ever.
I guess so. Definitely on the popular side. It is very definitely a polarizing song. All I Want for Christmas is You. It is the most popular Christmas song. If you go by sales and if you go by streaming, the song now has just gone past the 1 billion mark on Spotify alone, and that nets Mariah Carey $3 to $4 million alone every year, just Spotify, no place else, not YouTube, not Apple TV, not any place else, not any of her specials. That one song on the Spotify platform, all by itself, cash register rings $3 to $4 million for her. It is song, what, is 27 years old now? It's been out for 27 years. It just, the other day on all the Billboard charts, it's the number one song again this year. So few people don't care for it. But for the most part, I mean, yeah, everybody is, you know, just seeming to love it like crazy. I just wish there was some way to mispronounce the title of the song, and so Bob would think it's a Spanish song.
All I Want for Christmas is an annuity like that.
Yeah, right?
I have not seen the new series 1883 yet. This is the Yellowstone prequel, isn't it?
Right, right. It is. The Yellowstone is one of the most popular series that is on streaming services right now. It's on Paramount Plus, and they you know, they wisely thought, let's get some more product out there like that. So they created this origin story prequel to it, which stars Tim McGraw and Faith Evans and Sam Elliott, among others. And we did a little Zoom chat with some of the stars. Sam Elliott first talking about Westerns in general and the popularity of them, stronger than ever. And Tim McGraw admitting he would not have been a good pioneer back in the day.
There's a fascination with the American West worldwide, I believe. It's not just in the States. And it's really where we come from. We all come from there. You know, there's a certain part of our history here. I think the way it's been treated on film from the beginning, it's like, it's all kind of mythic. It's like, where's the truth? Some people tell the truth in films, and some people just tell the story.
Just after cowboy camp for the first week or so, we were learning to drive these wagons. You know, I grew up riding horses, so I knew horses pretty well, but I'd never driven a wagon. And those things are not comfortable. They are they'll pound the heck out of you. So I told Faith, I said, we'd probably go a week, and I would stop at the first river I saw and thought, you know, this is a good place right here. I think we can build a house. This is as far as we need to go. They were tough people back then.
Yeah, I agree with them 100%. I would have never made it living in the Old West. I thought it was rough just moving down, you know, near Pulaski Road. That far west was west enough for me.
That Yellowstone Ranch, they're rough there. I watched that series, and I don't want to eat meat after I watch it. Right. Love Sam Elliott and Tim McGraw, though.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Well, let's see, Dean. I won't be talking to you till after the holidays. It's really fun kicking around these entertainment stories with you every morning, and I look forward to more in the new year, and I hope you have a nice, healthy, wonderful holiday season.
Thanks, Bob. Same to you and to Marianne, your whole family. I hope you have a great and mostly safe holiday season.
We'll hear you on the radio here, won't we?
Yeah, I'll be here, you know, because the movies never stop.
That's right. And neither do you.
There are song titles in movies, titles that need to be mispronounced. I'll be doing it in Bob's absence.
I'm glad the tradition continues. There you go. Take care.